恩眷顾我们大家平安。
Thank the Lord for granting us peace.
请一起来看创世纪三十七章第三节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 37, verse 3.
创世纪三十七章第三节。
Genesis chapter 37, verse 3.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。这节圣经在描述。
This verse in the Bible describes.
雅各特别疼爱约瑟。
That Israel, that Jacob loved Joseph more.
所以他为约瑟做了一件彩衣。
Therefore, he made a colorful robe for Joseph.
我们呢，在读圣经的时候啊。
When we read the Bible.
要了解圣经。
We must understand.
有许多种方法。
We must understand the Bible, and to do so, there are many methods.
有时候圣经的记载啊。
Sometimes the recordings in the Bible.
我们必须要还原到它本来的时空背景。
We must refer back to its original background.
才能够真正了解啊它的意义。
So that we can understand its true meaning.
那有些经文的记载。
And some verses.
可能我们要从它词或者字的那个意义啊去着手去了解。
We must understand the meanings of the words.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
圣经记载总是要对我们有所造就。
The recordings of the Bible must be edifying to us.
那当然单纯以这节圣经来看。
Of course, if we only read this verse.
我们可以很明显的看到一个事实。
We can see clearly.
约瑟身上所穿的这一件衣服啊。
The robe Joseph was wearing.
我们可以忽略它的样式、它的色彩、它的设计各方面，我们可以忽略啊。
We can disregard its style, its color, or its design.
只有一个重点啊。
But there is one very important point.
这件漂亮的衣服啊，穿在约瑟的身上的时候啊。
When Joseph was wearing this beautiful robe.
它所代表的是这个父亲对他的爱。
This symbolizes the love of his father towards him.
当然，犹太人是不是每一个人都有这种习惯啊？
Is all Jewish have this kind of custom?
我们不知道了啊。
We do not know that.
雅各年老才生约瑟。
Joseph was born to Jacob in his old age.
所以这个雅各就特别疼爱约瑟。
Therefore, Jacob loved Joseph more.
这个跟东方的华人呢，是否有共同的地方哈？
This is similar to the Asian tradition.
这个我们没有什么把握了哈。
We do not. We're not sure of this.
一般呢，我们的经验告诉我们。
But our experience tells us.
这个祖父比较疼爱他的长孙哈。
The grandparents usually love the older grandchildren more.
做父母亲的比较疼爱他的小儿子。
And the parents usually like the youngest.
这个是有记录哈，有统计的数字可以去参考的哈。
There is a statistical reference for this.
那当然了，特别疼爱年老所生的儿子。
And of course, they will love the son they that was born in their old age.
就想尽办法给他最好的。
And because they love them more, they want to give them the best.
甚至于其他的儿子所没有的漂亮的衣服啊。
And even to give them a beautiful robe that other sons do not have.
这个雅各都做给约瑟来穿。
And Joseph even made this robe for Jacob. Even made this robe for Joseph.
所以当约瑟穿上这件衣服之后啊。
Therefore, after Joseph wore this robe.
连约瑟的哥哥们他们也看得很清楚。
And even the brothers of Joseph could see clearly.
爸爸特别疼爱约瑟了啊。
The father loved Joseph more.
所以你看第四节的记载就是这样子了。
So you can see in verse 4.
我们知道爱呀这个东西呀，对我们人来讲很重要。
We know love is very important to all human beings.
假如人类的历史人的生活当中把这个爱抽离了。
If in our life we take away love.
我们如果没有爱的话
If we do not have love
恐怕人类没有办法生活这个繁衍传承到现在
Then we will not be able to reproduce
我们跟很多野生动物不一样
were not like the wild animals.
出生之后，需要长时间受父母亲的照顾。
After we were born, we need to be taken care by the parents for a long period of time.
有一些野生动物一出生这个几个钟头啊，它们就可以独立生存。
Some animals they can be independent a few minutes after they're born.
但是人类办不到。
But as humans, we cannot do that.
必须在父母亲的照顾之下，慢慢的一个月、两个月、一年、两年的慢慢的成长。
We must be nourished by our parents and grow year by year slowly.
最快也要经过十多年呐。
And the fastest, we need to be taken care of for at least 10 years.
它才能够独立生存啊。
And then after 10 years, we will be able to become independent.
假使父母亲没有了爱呀。
If the parents do not have love,
子女怎么长大成人呢？
How can the children grow up?
那人类又如何代代相传到今天呢？
Then how can humans have so many generations until today?
所以可见的这个爱多么重要。
Then we see the importance of love.
一个家庭里面。
In a family.
夫妻之间呢，没有了爱。
If the husband and wife do not love each other,
这个家庭没有办法维系下去的。
Then this family will not be able to continue.
兄弟姐妹手足之间没有了爱。
If brothers and sisters do not love one another,
变成自相残杀。
Then they try to compete with each other.
好像这个雅各的家庭一样。
Just like the family of Jacob.
这些小孩子彼此出卖了哦。
All these brothers want to compete with
each other.
They want to sell Joseph.
就会发生不幸了。
Then in this case, you will have bad consequences.
所以我们的一生不是财富最重要。
So in our life, wealth is not the most important.
爱最重要。
Love is.
可是问题，虽然我们知道爱很重要。
But the problem is, even though we know love is very important.
爱这个东西很抽象。
But love is very abstract.
我们说神爱我们。
We say that God loves us.
怎么爱？
How?
有多少？
How much?
怎么样把它量化？
How can we quantize it?
所以就算保罗他要来描述来形容神的爱的时候
So even when Paul wants to describe the love of God,
他也只能够用很抽象的形容词这么讲。
He can only describe it in a very abstract way.
神的爱有何等的长阔高深。
He says, how much is God's love?
但是你要进一步问保罗说，到底神的爱有多长、有多宽、有多高、有多深。
But if you were to ask Paul how exactly how much is God's love?
你告诉我一个明确的数字。
You to ask him to tell you an exact number.
好，让我知道神的爱的分量有多少。
So I can know how much God's love weighs.
保罗讲不出来了。
He will not be able to tell you so.
爱虽然很重要。
So even love is very important.
但是太抽象了哈。
But it is very abstract.
太抽象的东西，对人对每一个人来讲，不一定大家都能够很具体的这个清楚明白了。
And an abstract matter is not, it's very hard for everyone to have a concrete grasp of the concept.
但是当这个抽象的东西变成很具体的东西摆在你面前的时候
When this abstract idea become a concrete example in front of you,
你就很清楚了。
Then you will understand clearly.
所以如果圣经只光这样子写哦。
So if the Bible only records.
以色列雅各哈，特别爱约瑟特别爱他。
Israel Jacob loves Joseph more.
把这个为了约瑟做了一件才艺这个事情，把它这件事情把它省略，没有描述出来
If they did not record that Jacob made a richly ornamented robe for Joseph,
你的感觉就不是这么明确、这么清楚了。
Then you will not be able to understand his love strongly.
所以让我们得到一个清楚的结论。
Then we have a conclusion here.
抽象的爱。
An abstract love.
很重要的爱
A very important love.
要把它具体的把它表达出来呀。
We must put it into action to express it.
这样才对我们有帮助。
Then it will be helpful to us.
我们才感受得到。
So that we can feel our love.
所以难怪这个约翰一书里面
So then in First John.
就是这样子讲哦。
It records the same thing.
我们来看一下约翰一书的第三章。
Please turn to First John, chapter 3.
八节
Verse 18.
约翰一书三章的十八节。
First John chapter 3 verse 18.
三章的十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 18.
这里告诉我们，说我们彼此相爱不要只在言语和舌头上面，总要在行为和诚实上面。
Here it tells us we should not love each other with words and or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
我们要证明啊，是我们是属真理，是属真神的。
We must prove that we are in belong to the truth.
我们要让我们的心在神的面前可以安稳。
So that we can have peace in front of God.
那你就要在诚实的行为上面来表现你的爱。
That we must act out our love in truth.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
所以我们明白啊。
So that we understand.
这个抽象的爱，我们要把它具体化，用行动把它表达出来。
That we must act out our love.
那大概啊，这个就是我们所缺欠的了哈。
I think this is what we're lacking.
经常啊，我在看电视上面的一些影片哦。
Many times when I watch TV.
不管是哪一种情节了哈。
No matter what kind of plot.
演到这个西方人他们日常生活的一些细节的时候。
If it's about the details of everyday living of Western people.
他们的这个社交的礼仪跟我们不一样。
And how they interact with one another is different from us.
跟东方啊许多民族不一样。
It's very different from the Eastern culture.
夫妻要分开了。
The husband and wife must separate.
这个先生去上班哦，太太就送他到门口哦。
When husband and wife are to be separated, like if the wife is going to work, the husband will
说再见哦，先抱一下，亲一下。
The husband will walk her to a door and hug her.
下班回来也是一样啊。
And same after work.
进门一件事，第一件事情先说太太，我爱你。
The first thing the wife walks into a door, the husband would say, "I love you."
那他们很习惯呐。
And they're very used to this.
我们在看的人觉得有必要这样子吗？
And when we're watching, we'll be thinking, is it necessary?
那如果说这个先生啊，大概三天没有跟太太说我爱你啊。
If this husband for 3 days did not say I love you to his wife,
这个做太太的就有理由怀疑啦。
Then this wife would start doubting.
先生是不是不再爱我啦？
Has the husband stopped loving me?
他们的习惯是这样子呢。
This is their custom.
但是我们想一想哦。
If we think about this,
大概我们很习惯的哦。把你的爱藏在心里。
That we are very used to hiding our love in our heart.
因为我们的感情的表达比较内敛哦。
Because we're not accustomed to express
our feelings. 所以经常
是
爱你在心，口难开。
So many times we love somebody, but we will not say it.
比较不习惯讲出来了。
We're not used to saying.
更不要说把它付诸于行动了哈。
Then it would be harder for us to put it into practice.
这个可能不只是一般人有这种困扰了。
This is not for just for everyone.
就算传道哈、
哦、，even the preacher
也有这种麻烦的哈、哦、
，has this kind of trouble.
很不习惯哈、哦，把心里面哈、哦、对亲人的那种爱哈、哦、把它表达出来。
It is very difficult for me to express my love towards my relatives.
这个会造成一些误解的。
But this will cause some misunderstanding.
你实在是很关心对方。
That you actually do care about this person,
但是你没有化作行动,
but you cannot put it into practice.
对方不知道啊,
then the other person would not know.
会造成误解啊,
then they would misunderstand you.
会让这个生活失色不少啊,
so that your life would not be as joyful.
所以看到雅各啊，为他所疼爱、特别疼爱的约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So that we see Jacob made a colorful robe for him. His beloved
又看到约翰一书三章的十八节告诉我们了。
And also see in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18.
我们相爱不只是在言语和舌头上面。
Let us not love with words and tongue only.
更应该要在行为和诚实上面把它表达出来。
But we must express it with actions and in truth.
那我们就应该朝这个方向来努力了。
Then we must work towards this goal.
有一次，一位国外回去的。回到台湾实习的这个传道。
Once there's this preacher who went back to Taiwan from U.S.
驻牧的教会去实习。
He went to the church I was preaching.
有一天他告诉我。
One day he told me.
他说传道。
Preacher.
我们能不能找个时间哈、哦，去看一个人
？Can we find some time to visit a person?
我跟他讲说这个没有问题呀、啊。
I told him no problem.
那请问你要看的人是谁呢？
And I asked him, who is it?
原来是另外一位传道娘呢。
But actually is another preacher's wife.
那么这个传道娘跟他呢是同一个学校毕业的。
This preacher's wife is graduated from the same school as this preacher.
在读大学的时候啊，这个传道娘跟他同一个学校，不过这个比他早毕业了哈。
And this other preacher's wife, even they went to the same school, but she graduated before the preacher.
他要叫那位传道娘呢，叫学姐了哈。 她是学弟了哈。
So she is in a higher class.
所以他这个出国好久了，那没有看到这位传道娘呢，他想去拜访他一下。
So he had went aboard for many years, and he hasn't seen her for a long time, so he wants to visit her.
就约好了时间哈。
So we set up a time.
我就开车送他过去了哈。
And I drove him over.
在半路上他问我。
And while we're driving, he asked me.
这里哈，哪个地方有花店？
He says, is there a flower shop around here?
我想说，我们去拜访传道娘，你去花店干什么？
Then I was thinking, we're visiting another preacher's wife. Why are you going to a flower shop?
告诉我，这个礼貌上哦，我们应该买一束花去送传道娘的哦。
He says, it is polite if I buy a flower.
我心里就在想了哦。So
I thought in my heart.
这个花也不能乱送呢。
You cannot give flowers to anyone.
同样送玫瑰花哦。
If you're to give roses.
颜色不一样。
Different color have different meaning.
意思就不一样。
If you choose different color rose,
同样颜色的玫瑰花,
same color rose.
这个数目不同,
if you give different numbers,
所代表的意义也不一样,
then it represents different.
我想说，难道你真的这么浪漫，就懂这么多，怎么送花，该是送什么花，你都知道吗？
So I was thinking, is he really that romantic and knows how to give
right
flowers?
那位实习传道啊，对这方面是相当有研究。
But indeed, he has great knowledge in this area.
好吧，那我就送他到花店去买花了。So
I drove him to the flower shop.
哦，他还真的很内行。He
really knows about this.
就告诉花店的小姐，要什么花，然后怎么包装，他很内行啊。So
he told the girl working at the flower shop how to wrap the flower and what kind of flower he wants.
花准备好了之后啊。
And after the flowers
been prepared. 我们就到那个传道的家去了。
They went to the other preacher's house.
因为有事先约好，所以那位传道也在家。
And because it was arranged beforehand, so the preacher is also home.
按门铃，大门打开，传道出来，这个接待。
And they rang the doorbell, and the preacher opened the door to invite them in.
大家见面就很高兴了。And
when we met each other, we're very happy.
传道娘在后面也出来了。And
the preacher's wife came out too.
这位实习传道就把手上抱的那束花，就送给那个传道娘。
And this preacher who came back from U.S. gave the flower to the other preacher's wife.
传道娘平安，好久不见。
He says, preacher's wife, peace be with you.
主耶稣照顾你。
May God take care of you.
主耶稣祝福你。
And God bless you.
这个让你永远像这一束花这么漂亮美丽。
So you'll always be as beautiful as these flowers.
传道娘接到那束花就很高兴了。
And after receiving the flowers, the preacher's wife was very happy.
就笑得跟那束花一样，就真的很漂亮了。
She was smiling beautifully like those flowers.
但是马上转头跟她的先生就是另外一位传道讲。
And then she turned around to tell her husband, which is the other preacher.
马上换了一个脸色了。
And she changed her expression.
很严肃跟那个传道讲。
And she was very serious.
我想我在判断，因为她是传道娘，信耶稣又是传道娘，所以她也不敢讲太难听的话。
And I'm guessing because she is a believer of Christ, and she, and also because she is a preacher's wife, she cannot say use bad words. Or otherwise she would say.
如果她不是传道娘，没有信耶稣，她可能会这么讲。
If she's not a preacher's wife, or if she's a non-believer, she would probably say.
你老娘跟你结婚20多年了。
I'm married to you for 20 years.
不要说这么漂亮的花了。
Not to say beautiful flowers like this.
路边顺手摘一朵花来送我，都未曾有过了。
You have never even picked a flower on the side of a road to give it to me.
你的爱我，你爱表现在哪里？
You always say you love me, but I don't see it.
不过还好，她是传道人，她不会这么讲。
But it is good that she is a preacher's wife, so she cannot say something like this. But what did she say?
她告诉她的先生。
She told her husband.
你要稍微学着啊，学人家多学一点啊。
You should learn from this new preacher.
你看我这个学弟多懂事。
And look at this new preacher, how polite he is.
这个几年不见要来看我，就会买一束花。
And after so many years without seeing me, he came to visit.
那我请问你啊，我跟你结婚20年了啊。
I'm married to you for 20 years and I asked you.
你买过什么东西给我没有？
What have you given me?
陈道想一想摸一摸真的还没有。
And the preacher thought for a
while, 这个也不能怪陈道啊。
Really, he hasn't given anything.
因为每次他要买传道娘都会说不用啊不用浪费。
He hasn't given anything to his wife, but this is not really the preacher's fault.
反正我们要用的家里都有了啦。
Because his wife always say we don't need it, and we have everything.
你买的我一定又不一定会喜欢。
And what you bought for me, I might not like.
就这样子一过就二十年了。
So then 20 years pass.
但是传道总有传道的这个理由跟讲法了哈。
But the preacher, of course, he has his excuse.
他就怪那个实习传道了。
So then he blamed the new preacher.
因为大家都很熟了哈。
Because they all know each other very well.
所以他就跟那个实习传道讲哈。
So he told the new preacher.
你还真的是自作聪明呢哈。
You thought you're smart.
到我家来访问也就算了。
If you can just come and visit me.
空手来没有人会怪你。
If you come empty-handed, we will not blame you.
你专门招惹是非哈。
You're causing trouble.
什么还买一束花来送我太太？
Bought flowers for my wife.
让我太太想起我的不易来啊。
Then reminds my wife of what I'm lacking.
你放心呐。
But don't worry.
我们这个夫妻啊，这个真实的感情哦。
Me and my wife has very strong relations.
再也不要不必需要像这种物质的东西来维持了。
We do not need material things to connect us.
我们的爱已经超越了了哈。
Our love has surpassed.
不必靠物质来维系了。
We do not need material things.
这个当然讲的也很有道理了。
Of course, this is sounds right.
不过事实啊就是这样子的哦。
But in reality,
我们对这个爱的表达哦。
How we express love.
有时候我们真的是做得不够了
哦。We're often lacking.
那我们想想看哦。
Let us think.
父母亲养育我们长大成人。
Our parents brought us up.
我们有多少时间想到我们的父母亲？
How many times do we actually think about our parents?
父母亲所期待的
our parents' expectations,
可能就是你这个言语上的关怀
maybe it's just that you care about them,
或者呢这个实际行动上面的关心
in action or in work.
所以不管是母亲节啦这个父亲节啦
so no matter it's Mother's Day or Father's Day,
你不要说、我是属灵人我们很属灵、
Can't just say we're spiritual.
这些世上的一般人的这种礼节，我们就不用了。
All the customs of the world, we do not need to follow.
别人在送礼啦，给爸爸什么啦，给妈妈什么，你说、我们信耶稣，通通不要。
And when other people are giving their parents gifts,
you would say, 你的爸爸妈妈也不会讲出来哈。
You would say things we believe in God, we do not need.
如果你这样想啊，没有这么做，没有去付诸行动的话哦。
If you think this way and you do not put your love to your parents into action, then it's not very good.
也许你买东西送给爸爸，送给妈妈。
Maybe you buy things for your parents.
也许呢，他表面上会跟你讲哦。
Maybe they will say to you,
何必这么浪费哦？
Don't waste.
你有钱留着自己用啦。
If you have money, save it.
但是他收了你的礼物之后啊。
But after they receiving your gift,
他可能心里边就很高兴。
They will actually be very joyful inside.
女儿、儿子啊，长大了，还蛮懂事的哈、
My daughter and my son have grown up.
因为你会用具体的东西来表达对父母亲的这个尊敬关怀。
Because you know how to express your respect and care towards your parents.
那父母亲接受了之后啊。
And after receiving the gift.
他就会很高兴啊。
The parents will be very happy.
当你不知道的时候啊。
And when you're not around,
他就会跟他的同伴哈、同年龄的人呐、跟他们讲，然后
then they will tell their friends.
我的儿子哦很孝顺。
My kids are very nice to me.
我的媳妇很孝顺。
Or my son, my daughter-in-law is very nice to me. How?
要有具体的事实嘛。
Then they have to show proof.
他一定会讲出来哦。
Then they will say to them.
那虽然你所花费的不多哈、
They will tell them about the gift.
那只要是你这个诚诚实实的表达出来呀、
Even though you did not spend much, but this is a true expression of your love.
他们一定会觉得得到很大的安慰了。
Then they will be comforted.
那所以难怪啊，圣经里边一再的提醒我们。
That's why in the Bible it repeatedly reminds us.
这个爱要具体化。
That we must put our love into action.
要把它表达在行为上面啊。
So that we must put it into practice.
我们来看一看约翰一书三章的十八节哦。
Please look at First John chapter 3 verse 18.
这里讲的两件事情了哦。
Here it talks about two things.
相爱有可能，有一些人是坐在言语和舌头上面。
To love others, some people put it in words.
啊，另外呢，就是可能，需要表现在行为和诚实上面。
But others with actions and in truth.
这个。两句话，他们的层次哈，这个层次不一样了
哈。This two different expressions of love.
有人
at different level.
他只靠嘴巴说啊，他的爱，他的关怀哈。
Some people only use words and just express their love and care with words.
这样做哈不及格了。
This if you only do this, you will fail.
哦，所以约翰一书才会告诉我们。
Therefore, First John tells us.
一定要把它具体化作行为哈。
You must put your love into action.
但是我们来检讨另外一件事情了哈。
But let's think about another matter.
我们的言语，我们的这个言谈之间呢，能不能够证明表达我们是属耶稣的人
？In our words, in our conversation with others, can we prove that we are a person that belongs to Jesus?
换句话讲哈。
In another word.
我们的言语啦，这个同龄之间呢，我们家人哈，在相处的时候啊。
Our conversation with other believers and with our family.
我们的言语有没有带着爱呀
？Love in our conversation.
我想啊，这个就是问题了
哦。I think this is the problem.
别人我不知道。
I don't know about others.
依据我个人的经验哦。
From my own experience.
大概有时候跟太太讲话，跟传道人讲话，口气有时候不会很好。
Sometimes when I talk to my wife, I do not speak kindly.
跟教会的同龄讲话，可能口气比较好一点。
When I speak to the believers of church, maybe I'll speak kindly.
跟那个慕道朋友讲话，口气又更好。
And I'll be more polite when I speak to the truth seekers.
那这个就很奇怪了哦。
This is very weird.
同样的，我在想也是一个问题呀。
So I think about this. This is actually a problem.
我太太有时候跟我女儿讲话，口气也不大好。
Sometimes when my wife speaks to my daughter, she does not speak kindly.
我女儿也有意见呐。
And of course, my daughter will object.
她说：“妈妈哈，跟我讲话都凶巴巴的。”
She says, "When mom talks to me, she's always very mean."
她跟教会的这个妈妈讲话呢，都轻声细语，都很温柔。
And when she talks to other moms in the church, she's always very gentle.
她就很希望说，妈妈能够用那种哈对别人的温柔的口气来对待她。
And she wishes that her mom would talk to her the same way.
当然很抱歉了，在台上公然说我们家的缺点，这个好像不大好。
Of course, I feel very bad to talk about the shortcomings in my family.
不过这个就是事实了哈。
But this is the truth.
所以我们经常呢，在熟人自己同一个家庭里面的人，我们的言语上面这个爱哈，在言语上面就表达不好了。
So many times when we're having conversation with our family members, we do not express our love in our words.
诚实的行为啊，我们可能做得更不够了。
And actions and truths, of course, we're lacking too.
所以雅各会为了他所爱的这个约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So when Jacob made a colorful robe for Joseph,
这个让我们去想到一个很重要的一个问题了。
This makes us think about a very important issue.
我们的爱
，our love，
有没有在生活上、在言语上面、在诚实的行为上面来做得很好
？Our love is it with actions and in truth.
如果我们缺乏这些
，if we lack any of these，
那大概我们不能够证明我们是属真理的。
Then we cannot say that we belong to the truth.
我们的心呐、恐怕也不能够安稳了。
Then there will be no peace in our heart.
因为将来审判的时候啊
，because at the end of the judgment,
我们的爱实践了多少
？How much we have practiced our love?
这个也是审判的依据啦。
This is also one issue.
那当然，站在这个雅各的立场
，but from Jacob's point of view,
他做了一件彩衣给约瑟
，he made a colorful robe for Joseph,
穿在他身上
，and Joseph was wearing it.
没有任何理由了哈。
There's no excuse.
就是因为约瑟是他年老所生的孩子。
It's only because Joseph is a son born to him in his old age.
是不是有其他的原因呢
？Is there any other reason?
大概圣经有一些线索了哦。
There are some clues in the Bible.
我们来看一下《创世纪》的37章。
Let's look at Genesis 37.
创世纪37章的第二节里面写着。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2.
说这个17岁的青少年时期的约瑟。
And it talked about a young man, Joseph.
跟他的哥哥们在一起放羊呢。
When he was 17, he was tending the flocks with his brothers.
但是呢，约瑟跟其他的这个雅各的孩子们不大一样。
But Joseph is not the same as the other sons of Jacob.
他不会跟他们一起啊同流合污。
He would not do bad things with them.
当约瑟的哥哥们在做一些坏事的时候啊。
When Joseph's brother are doing bad things.
约瑟不但不会跟他们一起做。
Not only he will not do the same.
反而会把哥哥们的一些坏的行为，他们恶行哦，去跟父亲报告。
He will brought a bad report about them to his
father. 这个证明这个约瑟的人格哦。
This proves something about Joseph's personality.
在他青少年的时期呀。
Even when he's a teenager.
已经相当成熟。
Is already very mature.
能够明辨是非。
He can discern between good and bad.
不然的话，照一般的状况啊，这个青少年时期的这个青少年呢、啊、
？Otherwise, as teenagers,
他很需要这个他的那个所属的那个同年龄层的团体的认同啊。
As a teenager, he would need his friends to approve him.
他很怕被孤立。
He would be afraid to be isolated.
所以不管怎么样，都要表现的说，我跟你们是一样的，是。如果是这样子的话，他会跟他们一起做同样的事。
If Joseph is like this, then it would be very natural for him to follow what his brothers were doing.
不但没有。
But not only he did not.
他能够明辨是非。
He could discern what is good.
并且还把哥哥们的这些坏的行为报告给父亲知道。
And he also reported the bad doings of his brothers to his father.
所以在大人的眼中看这个小孩子。
So from an adult's point of view,
就特别可爱了。
Then he would seem cuter.
所以难怪啊，这个雅各越是疼爱约瑟。
So that's why Jacob loved Joseph more.
所以他对约瑟的爱啊，就表明得更彻底啊，做得更彻底。
So then he expressed his love to Joseph.
所以主观客观的因素加起来之后，他的爱就表现得很具体了。
And because of all these reasons, he has expressed his love to
Joseph. 这个是从雅各这个角度来看这件事情。
This is from Jacob's point of view.
但是麻烦来了。
But trouble comes.
就约瑟来讲了哈。
From Joseph's point of view.
如果他有选择的空间，他有选择的余地的话。
If he had choices.
我们想想看，如果我们是约瑟的。
Let's think if we were Joseph.
假设我们也知道，这个父亲特别爱我们，后来的结局啊，竟然是我要被出卖啊。
If we knew that if our father loved us more, then we'll be sold.
那如果这样，你会怎么选择
？If you knew that, why would you choose?
可能啊，你会跟父亲讲。
Maybe you will tell your father.
爸爸，你爱我就好了哈、哦。
Father, it is good enough that you love me.
但是你不要特别爱我。
Please do not love me more.
因为特别爱我，就是害到我啦。
Because if you love me more, then you're putting me in danger.
难道不是吗？
Is that not so?
因为第四节明明这样子写着啊。
Because it was recorded in verse 4.
约瑟的哥哥们看到父亲特别爱约瑟，超过爱他们呢。
Joseph's brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than any of them.
他们就变成恨约瑟了。
Then they started to hate him.
就不跟他说和睦的话了。
And they will not speak a kind word to him.
所以这个麻烦就来了。
That's where the trouble comes.
我们千万也不要以为我的爱是诚实的，我把它具体表达出来之后，对接受的人就绝对有造就有帮助。
So we must not think because our love is in truth, and after we carry it out with actions, then this is only edifying to the other person.
那可不一定哦。
This is not exactly true.
当然，这个约瑟哈，他接受了父亲的爱之后啊。
Of course, after Joseph accepted his father's love.
以当时的状况来讲。
Due to the situation at that time.
可能他还不知道后来的结局会怎么样啊。
Of course, he did not know what the outcome would be.
所以他只知道接受。并不愿意，没有感觉到那个危机也在哪里。
So he only knew to accept. He did not know where the danger was.
不过后来事实证明啊。
But at the end, the facts prove.
这种雅各这种比较偏差比较主观的这种爱哈，具体把它做出来之后。
At the end, it proves that after Joseph carry out his subjective love.
对约瑟所造成的伤害。
Harmed Joseph.
那约瑟要付出的代价。
And what are the consequences that Joseph had to bear?
是要被他的哥哥们怨恨。
And the consequences was to be hated by
his brothers. 是要被陷害、被出卖。
And to be sold.
那如果他知道这个结局的话,
if he knew about this consequence,
他一定会跟父亲讲说, 不要这个样子。
He would have said to his father, please do not do so.
爱我就不要害我。
If you love me, please do not harm me.
可惜当时啊, 约瑟不知道。
But there's a pity that Joseph did not know at that time. From Jacob's point of view, he did not know.
他也料想不到。
He could not have predicted.
所以这个就牵涉到一个另外一个问题了。
So then this brought up another issue.
有爱还不够。
It's not enough that you have love.
要把它实践出来。
You have to.
而且是有诚实做基础。
You have to carry out in action.
这样还不够。
And in truth.
还要加上什么？
And this is not enough. What else do we need?
要有见识。
You must have insight.
一个没有见识的爱。
Love without insight.
往往呢, 对自己没有帮助, 也会伤害到别人了。
It's not beneficial to you, and it also harms others.
菲利比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
菲利比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
请看第九节。
Verse 9.
菲利比书一章的第九节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 9.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。第十节，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。十一节，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。这段圣经是保罗为腓立比信徒的代祷。
These verses are the prayers of Paul for the believers in Philippian church.
保罗的代祷他有一些重点。
In Paul's prayer, there are some key points.
并且层次分明。
And they are very organized.
最重要的目的是什么? 是要让信徒们能够结满了仁义的果子, 让神得到荣耀。
And the end goal is so that the believers would be filled with the fruit of righteousness and give glory and praise to God.
但是在达到这个目标之前呢,
but before reaching this goal,
应该要做到, 哪些事情呢?
What are the things we must do?
应该具备哪一些条件呢?
What are the criteria?
前面讲的就是了。
And that's all the things I was talking about
所以保罗啊,
in the beginning of the verses.
把它放在祷告当中了。
So Paul put these in his prayer.
所以从头来看是这样子的。
So if we look from the beginning,
他希望啊, 每一个弟兄姐妹都很有爱心。
He wishes that all brothers and sisters have love.
光有爱心啊, 还不足以结出结满了仁义的果子。
But if you only have love, it is not enough for you to bear the fruit of righteousness.
因为如果没有见识, 不能够明辨是非。
Because if you do not have knowledge and insight, you cannot discern what's the best.
那可能是美中不足哦。
Then that is something you're lacking.
所以保罗才会这样子祷告了。
That's why Paul prayed like this.
希望大家的爱心在知识、见识上面不但有见识、有知识，而且呢是越多越好。
He hoped that our brothers and sisters' love may be abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight.
一个能够实践出来的爱心呢？
And love that can be carried out.
加上很丰富的见识。
In action, plus depth of insight.
那这样就能够明辨是非。
Then you'll be able to discern what is good and what is bad. Then you will be able to do the right thing. This is the most important point.
而不会像雅各一样,
then you will not be like Jacob.
太主观,
you're very subjective.
又有点偏差的爱,
and you only love one son.
最后会造成某些人, 的一些伤害,
then you will cause harm to others.
那么这个就是我们要继续去思考的问题了。
This is something we have to think about continuously.
所以我们想一想。
So let us think.
当我们在实行爱心的时候,
when we're showing others our love,
有没有相对的为对方来设想?
Do we care for the other person?
不光只是很主观的, 想说, 反正哦, 我是关心, 我是为你好。
You will not just think, I care for you, and this is good for you.
那我们早上第一节的聚会就到这个地方。
And our first part of the morning service ends here.
我们默祷休息十分钟。
Let's pray in silence and have a 10-minute break after.
大家可以走动走动。
And you can walk around.
一起默祷。
Let's pray together.
第九节。
Please continue to look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 9.
빌립보서 1장 9절.
当然, 爱很重要。
Of course, love is very important.
사랑은굉장히중요합니다。
但是不能够只在言语啊跟舌头上面。
But it cannot just be words and in tongue.
그냥그그렇지만그냥입으로나말로로만되는것이아닙니다。
应该表现在诚实的行为上面。
You must have actions and with truth.
우리가행동과진실로보여줘야됩니다。
而不单只是在诚实的行为上面要表达爱心。
And not only you have to express love in truth.
그래서진실로여러분이표현을해야됩니다。
更要有知识跟见识。
You must have knowledge and insight.
그리고사랑에대한지식도있어야되겠습니다。
雅各对约瑟的爱。
The love of Jacob towards Joseph.
야곱이에서에게보여준사랑은
已经够具体了。
It's very concrete.
그거는굉장히좀좀complicated 복잡했습니다。
只可惜呀、缺乏这个远见，没有见识。
But he lacked insight.
그는속에서좀부족했습니다。
因为有点偏心，所以造成一些后遗症。
Because he was not fair, therefore there were consequences.
그래서공정하지않았기때문에문제를일으켰습니다。
那这个就是缺乏见识，这个付诸行动的爱造成的一些不好的结果。
This kind of love without insight will cause bad consequence.
그속으로나오지않은사랑이었기때문에이거는편애가문제를만들게됐습니다。
所以难怪保罗要为信徒这样祷告。
So no wonder Paul would pray for the believers.
그래서이보울은바울이신자들에게이렇게기도를해야된다고했습니다。
有一位姐妹跟我反映。
A sister told me.
한자매가이야기하기를。
她说她的那个儿子刚刚要读高中。
She said her son is about to enter high school.
아들이고등학교를들어가게되었는데
那段时间呢，让他相当的困扰。
And she was very worried about him.
그때는굉장히걱정을많이했습니다。
因为本来很乖、很听话的这个孩子啊。
Because before her son was a very good kid.
옛날에는굉장히착한아이였는데。
现在一回家一见面，就吵着跟妈妈要买摩托车、买机车。
But now every time he goes home, he would bother her mom about buying a motorcycle.
부모에게그오토바이를자꾸사달라고조릅니다。
因为同学啊，都骑机车上课来上学。
Because all his classmates went to school on motorcycles.
우리친구들이오토바이를타고학교를다닙니다。
大概只有我没有啊。
And he was the only one who did not have one.
내만없습니다。
所以无论如何，一定要妈妈给我买机车。
So no matter what, he wanted his mom to buy him one.
그래서계속쪼릅니다。
如果妈妈不给我买机车。
If his mom did not buy him one.
엄마가만약에사주지않으면은。
同学看我就很机车。
Then his friends will laugh at him.
친구들이나를우습게볼겁니다。
我就没有男子气概，在这个同学面前呢，就抬不起头来。
Then the friends will not see him as a man.
내가좀고개들기가좀부끄럽습니다。
他不是跟妈妈争吵，是每一天呐、一把鼻涕一把眼泪跟妈妈求着拜托给我买机车。
He did not argue with his mother, but he cried every day.
계속울면서쪼릅니다。
这个妈妈最后差点放弃买给你算了啦。
At the end, his mom almost gave up and buy him a motorcycle.
그래서엄마가할수없이사주기로했습니다。
反正我们又不是买不起，那没有问题就买给你好了。
They could afford one, so maybe she thought she should have just bought him one.
내가돈이없는것도아니고사주고말지그렇게엄마가생각하
면对这个儿子吵得很烦很烦的时候，差点就买机车给这个儿子了。
After being bothered so much by her son, she almost bought him a motorcycle.
그래서그엄마가그집그뭐뭐그오토바이를사주기로했습니다。
但是他安静祷告，想一想之后，他还是做了一个痛苦的决定。
And after she prayed, she made a decision.
기도를하고결정을내렸는데。
不管 儿子啊，流再多眼泪，他还是做了一个决定，我就是不买给你。
No matter how much tear her son shed, she will not buy him one.
아들이 그리 애타게 울고 원하지만 기도를 한 후에 사주지 않기로 결정을 했습니다.
理由很简单啊.
It's a very simple reason.
이유는 간단합니다.
你没有驾照.
You have a driver's license.
너는 운전 그 자격증이 없고.
骑机车上学, 又不安全.
It is not safe to drive.
학교 가는데 안전하지가 않습니다.
老妈子当你的专用司机，每天送你上学，接你下课，还不好吗
？And as a mom, I drive. She drove her to school every day.
엄마가운전기사가되어서늘데려다주는데무슨문제가있는가？
这个妈妈把心里很就是不买啊。
And the mom thought isn't this good enough, so she set her heart not to buy him one.
그래서엄마가결정해서사주지않게됐습니다。
虽然这个好几个月的煎熬，心里面挣扎很痛苦。
And even though she felt very worried and painful
엄마,
for a couple
엄마,
months.
엄마가몇달동안굉장히괴로워했습니다
但是出于真正的疼爱她的儿子
But out of her true love.
真正爱她的儿子啊
엄마가정말로아이를사랑했기때문입니다
她又有见识
And she also had insight.
그래서엄마가완전히결정을했
所以他做了痛苦的决定，不管他的儿子怎么求、怎么吵、怎么闹都不管。
So she made a painful decision. She would disregard her son's request.
엄마가가슴이아팠지만은결국은그렇게결정했습니다
最后主耶稣帮助他胜过那场考验了。
At the end, the Lord helped her to overcome this test.
나중에는하나님께서그것을이기도록힘을주셨습
니다后来啊，他这样子跟我讲说，还好啊，当时啊没有一时冲动啊就。买机车给他的儿子。
And then she told me, "Thank God, I did not buy this motorcycle for my son."
나중에생각하기를정말하나님께감사내가안사준것이하나님께감사하다고그렇게이야기했습니다
假如这个妈妈缺乏这样子的思考，没有见识没有想这么多冲动之下就买机车给他的儿子了。
If the mother had bought her son a motorcycle without insight and without knowledge.
엄마가그속으로생각안하고그냥충동적으로사줬더라면은
那就有多种可能了哈
Then there would be many possibilities.
많은문제점이일어났
不过那些不好的事情都没有发生
But none of these bad things happened.
그래문제가점이많이발생했을것입니다
妈妈有见识
Because this mother had great insight.
엄마가속으로굉장히굳건했습니다
所以可见了爱心加上见识的重要性
Therefore, we see the importance of love being augmented by depths of insight.
그래서사랑은속에서의그굳건한결정이필요합니다
那也难怪啊，保罗要这样子为腓立比教会的信徒祷告。
And no wonder Paul would pray for the believers, the Philippian believers, like this.
그래서바울이빌립보교회에이렇게기도를하라고가르쳐줍니다
但是我发现呢、啊，很多父母亲啊，很多人他缺乏这种见识。
But I find that many parents or many people lack this kind of insight.
부모들이그렇지만굉장히그속에의그굳건한결정이부족합니다
他们知道爱要付诸行动
They know that love must be with actions.
但是见识不够
But they do not have insight.
행동은사랑은행동으로보여주는것이지만은속으로의그결단성이부족합니다
所以会有一些后遗症啊
Then therefore there are some consequences.
그래서많은후유증을낳습니다
那同样的，我也在这个某一所大学的这个门口啊。
Similarly, at the entrance of a university.
대학교의문앞에
看到有一些大学生到学校上课。
I see some college students going to class.
그때학생들이수업에들어가려고하고있었는데
有人走路进去。
Some walked into the school.
어떤사람이학교안으로들어갔습니다
有人骑脚踏车进去。
Some rode bikes.
어떤사람은바이크저기자전거를타고가고
有人骑着摩托车到校门口把它停好进去
And some rode motorcycles and parked at the entrance of the
어떤사람뭐그오토바이를바깥에세워두고들어갑니다
那同样的我也看到有些大学生开着 BMW 到学校附近停好车进去上课
But I also seen some student drove a BMW and parked alongside of school and walked into class.
어떤학생은 BMW를 타고학교에도착해서수업들어갑니다
我就在想了
So I thought.
그래서내가생각하기를
这些学生的父母亲呢、啊、
the parents of these students.
이런 부모, 학생들 가진 부모는
一定都很爱他的孩子们.
They must love their children very much.
분명히 아이들을 굉장히 사랑했을 겁니다.
但是走路来上学的.
But those who walk to school.
그렇지만 걸어서 오는 학생들은
并不表示啊，他的父母亲就没有钱买不起轿车.
Does that mean that their parents are not rich enough to buy them a car?
부모가 돈이 없어서 그런 걸 사준 것이 사주지 않은 것이 아니라
骑脚踏车来上学的人啊,
those who rode a bike.
자전거를 타고 온 학생들은
아, 也不表示他的家庭比较穷.
Does not mean that his, their family are
돈이
poor.
돈이 없어서
相对的,
on the contrary.
반대로
아, 我们可能看到啊, 那个 开 BMW 去上学的那个父母亲啊, 可能有点缺乏见识。
We see those students who drop a BMW to school, their parents might be lacking insight.
他们,
아마 그 BMW를 타고 온 학생 부모가 어쩌면 좀 뭔가 좀 부족한 사람들인지도 모릅니다.
当然你有钱你可以买什么车子给你的儿子开没有问题啊。
Of course, if you have the money, you can buy any car for your children.
물론 돈이 있어서 뭐 좋은 그런 차를 사주면 좋겠지요.
我们爱我们的儿女，这个也是确实的。
And it is true that we do love our children.
우리가 여전히 아이들을 사랑합니다.
但是我们有没有相对的见识？
But do we have insight?
그러나 우리가 속으로 뭔가 생각해야 할
때, 为了小孩子的将来，他的一生去着想哦。
And think about the future of your children.
앞으로 아이들이 장래를 생각해야 됩니다.
아, 这个可以做我们的一个判断哦。This
is something that we should think about.
이런 건 우리가 부모로서 생각해야 할 점입니다.
아, 所以我们经常有热忱、有爱心，但是呢，这个见识啊比较不够哦。
And many times we are very enthusiastic and we have love, but we lack insight.
우리가 사랑을 자식들을 사랑하지만 어떨 때는 우리가 속으로 신중히 생각하는지 부족합니다.
아, 有一次我到一个教会去联恩会.
Once I went to evangelical service in a church.
내가 영은회에 참석했는데.
어, 大家, 弟兄姐妹就一起吃饭啦.
The brothers and sisters were having meals together.
음식을 먹으려고 했는데.
当地的宗牧传道坐在我旁边.
And the preachers of the church was sitting beside me.
그 교회의 목자님이 내 옆에 앉아 있었고.
他隔壁坐着当地教会的负责人.
And beside him is the person in charge of the church.
그 옆에는 교회의 책임자가 앉았습니다.
默祷开动之后.
And after silent prayer, they start eating the meal.
묵도를 하고 밥을 먹으려는데.
我就看到那个负责人哦，很勤快，很忙，就一直帮他们的宗牧传道夹菜。
And I see the person in charge of the church was very busy trying to give the preacher more food.
그 책임자가 굉장히 바쁩니다. 그 목사님께 음식을 갖다 드리라고 굉장히 바쁩니다.
鱼很新鲜，这个虾子很新鲜哈。
The fish, the prawns are very fresh. You should have more.
주면서 아 이게 신선한 거라고 이렇게 자꾸 갖다 줍니다.
把它加了一碗满满的那个海鲜哈。
So the preacher's bowl was full of seafood.
그래서 많은 그 해산물을 갖다 줬.
让我在旁边一看哦，有点嫉妒。
So I was beside him and I was looking at it. I feel a little bit jealous.
내가 보니까 내가 질투가 좀 났습니다.
竟然这个教会对传道这么好。
This church is so nice to their preacher.
이 교회가 어떻게 이렇게 좋은가?
아, 不是说我负担的教会对传道教不好，也是很好啦。
I'm not saying that my church is not kind to me.
아, 내가 근무하는 그 교회가 나쁜 것이 아니라.
네, 但是可能他们不会为我夹菜。
But they will not get food for me.
근데 내한테는 이렇게 음식을 이렇게 잘 해주질 않았어요.
所以我有点羡慕，也有点嫉妒。
So I'm a little bit jealous.
어떨 때는 부럽기도 하고 질투가 났습니다.
네, 但是我刚刚有这个想法的时候。
But right after I had this thought,
내가 이렇게 생각하고 난 뒤에
想不到那个传道哦，把那一大碗的海鲜就移到我旁边啊，跟我讲。
The preacher moved the bowl over to me.
그렇게 생각하고 있었는데 그 목자님이 그 접시 거를 모두 다 내한테 갖다 줬습니다.
你帮我吃这一些东西哈。
He said, "Please help me finish the."
아, 이건 나 좀 더셔 주십시오.
那我就很奇怪了，我就跟他讲说，你这样做不可以的啊。
So I feel weird. I told him, "You cannot do this."
아니 이렇게 하면 안 되지 그렇게 이야기했습니다.
负责人夹给你吃，啊你不吃，啊拿给我吃，这样对不起他们哦。
They are given to you by others, and you if you don't eat it, it's not polite.
다른 사람이 당신한테 줬는 거를 나한테 주면 안 되지 그렇게 했습니다.
这样子哦，你也没有礼貌啊。
Then this way, you're not polite.
아 이렇게 하면 예의가 아니지 그렇게 했습니다.
아, 我就问他说你为什么不吃？
So I asked him, why won't you eat these?
내가 물었습니다. 그럼 왜 당신이 안 먹느냐고 물었습니다.
他就告诉我,
Then he told me,
말하기를,
你不知道啊, 我体检的时候,医生告诉我,我这个高嘌呤的食物, 这个海鲜类啊,我尽量少吃,吃多了啊,身体会有毛病的啦。
And then he said, when he was having his health examination, the doctor told him that he should not eat too much seafood. If he did, he would have health problems.
예, 이거 고단백질을 의사가 나한테 말하기를 이런 걸 많이 먹으면 내가 무슨 문제가 몸에 문제가 일어난다고 이야기를
해줬어요.所以我不能吃。
So I could not eat.
그래서 먹을 수 없다고 했습니다.
那我心里本来又羡慕又嫉妒哦，那个情绪就没有了啊。
So the jealous feeling in my heart disappeared.
开始觉得有点奇怪哦。
그래서 질투가 없어지고 생각이 이상하게다 생각했습니다.
后来就有点不高兴了。
And at the end, I feel mad.
나중에는 기분이 좀 나빴습니다.
我就告诉那个传道。
I told that preacher.
你不能吃。
You cannot eat these.
그 목자님한테 당신이 먹지 못하는 거를.
你吃的有碍身体健康。
It is bad for your health.
당신이 건강을 위해서 먹지 않는 것을.
你就拿给我吃。
So you give it to me.
나보고 먹으라고.
你就那么有把握那么肯定说我吃的，哎，也没事吗？
Are you confident that if I eat these, then I will still be healthy?
他说,
내가 이걸 먹고 뭐 앞으로는 또 당신은.
我不知道呢，看你好好的，应该没问题的哈。
So he said, I don't know, but I look at you. You seem healthy, so shouldn't be a problem.
事实上，我也真的是没问题哈。
But actually, I don't have any problem.
당신은 먹으면 아무 이상이 없을 것 같아서 드렸다.
但是问题出在我体检的时候，医生也告诉我。
The problem is during my physical examination, the doctor also told me.
내가 그 건강 检查를 하니까 의사가 말하기를.
禁戒高嘌呤食物。
I also cannot eat these kind of food.
의사님, 의사도 나를 이런 음식을 많이 먹으면 안 된다고 했습니다.
所以你不敢吃的东西，我也不敢多吃啊。
So the food you cannot eat, I also cannot.
그래서 나 역시도 그 음식을 많이 먹을 수는 없고.
你弄了一道，你叫我吃。
And you had this bowl full of seafood, and you asked me to eat it for you.
그래서 그 음식을 그래도 먹으라고 그랬습니다.
这个不是强人所难吗？
And this forcing me to do something I cannot.
但是我不明白了。
But I do not understand.
내가 이해할 수 없었습니다.
我就问那个传道。
So I asked the preacher.
전도자에게 물어보기를
你又不是这个客人，你在这边注目，你应该把你的情况跟负责人讲清楚，跟他们讲清楚啊。
You're not a guest in this church. You should explain your situation to them.
당신이 여기 손님, 교회의 손님 아니기 때문에 그 책임자한테 이야기를 좀 하지 그랬어요.
那个传道告诉我了。
The preacher told me.
그래서 전도자님 말하기를
我怎么没讲？我讲了，讲好几次啊，讲过好几次了。
So I told them many times.
내가 몇 번 이야기를 했는데.
讲过好几次，他们怎么还这样做？
So I asked him, if you told them many times, how come they're still doing the same?
내가 묻기를 그렇게 말했는데도 이렇게 드리냐고.
他说啊，这个教会负责人告诉他哈，说我们的爱心你不能拒绝。
He told me because the person in charge of the church told him that he cannot refuse their love.
그래서 그 사랑을 거절을 그렇게 했지만은 그 자꾸 주니까 그 사랑을 거절할 수가 없다고 했어.
所以他只有忍耐呢.
Therefore he had to bear.
그래서 그는 인내를 갖고 이렇게 견딜 수밖에 없다고.
但是 忍耐也不能这样子啊！你不吃，你忍耐不了，你就把那个痛苦加在我身上，这样不可以啊。
But this is not right. If he cannot bear this, he has to put the pain on me.
所以同样的，我们就看到了哈。
당신이 인내하지 못하고 나한테 이렇게 주는 거 이거 뭐 잘못된 거 아니냐고.
So same we can see.
有爱心哈，这个很好。
It is good to have love.
그 사랑이 있다는 건 참 좋은 것입니다.
但是如果没有加上近视。
But without knowledge and insight.
그러나 잘 생각하지 않는다면은.
这个真的就是美中不足了。
Then you're lacking.
이거는 뭔가 결핍된 것입니다.
雅各的遗憾呢，就是这个地方哈。
And this is one of the lackings of Jacob.
야곱이 아들을 사랑한 것에는 뭔가 결핍된 게 있습니다.
深爱他的约瑟.
Of course, he loved Joseph.
물론 그 아들을 사랑했습니다.
他有能力也愿意为约瑟做任何事.
His ability and he was willing to do anything for Joseph.
요셉을 위해서 뭔가를 하려고 했지만.
但是见识不够.
but he did not have enough insight.
그러면 생각을 깊이 하지 못했습니다.
他这种没有见识的爱引来约瑟的哥哥们对约瑟越发怨恨.
This kind of love without insight caused Joseph's brothers to hate Joseph.
이런 것이 결핍됐기 때문에 그 형제들로부터 요셉이 고통을 당했습니다.
结局就是被爱的那个约瑟被出卖.
And the effect of this kind of love is that Joseph was being sold.
그래서 많은 문제를 당했습니다.
所以如果我们爱我们的亲人,
therefore, if we love our relatives,
우리가 만약에 친척을 사랑한다면,
爱我们的弟兄姐妹,
and if we love our brothers and sisters,
우리가 형제자매를 사랑한다면은,
这个见识知识不能少啊,
we cannot lack knowledge.
이렇게 깊이 생각하는 것이 부족해서는 안 되겠습니다.
所以有一句话这么讲啊,
therefore, there's a saying.
그래서 이런 말이 있습니다.
没有知识也要尝试, 没有尝试也要看看电视, 不看电视, 最起码你逛逛夜市.
If you do not have knowledge, you should at least have some common knowledge. And even if you do not have that, you should at least watch TV or at least go to the night market.
지식이 없으면 상식이라도 있어야 됩니다.
这个时候就发现中文的美了。
And this time, you will see the how wonderful Chinese is.
还有押韵,
it even rhymes.
那么这句话是告诉我们的,
the saying is to tell us.
이 말은,
这个尝试见识相当重要,
knowledge and insight is very important.
지식과 상식은 굉장히 중요하다는 것입니다.
我们总要用尽各种方法, 去储备我们的见识,我们的尝试,
we must accumulate our knowledge and insight.
그래서 우리 속으로 깊이 생각하는 그것을
那这个刚好也是保罗啊他为信徒代祷的一个重点.
And this is the key point in Paul's prayer.
이것이 가장 중요한 열쇠 기도의 열쇠입니다.
那但愿圣灵能够帮助我们.
And I hope the Holy Spirit can help us.
그래서 성령이 우리를 도와주셔야 됩니다.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹都能够 有实践爱心的能力,
so that our brothers and sisters will have the ability to fulfill their love.
그래서 사랑을 할 수 있는 그러한 능력을 키우시기 바랍니다.
并且让我们有丰富的知识跟见识,
so that we're abundant in knowledge and insight.
그리고 그러한 그 지식이
能够明辨是非啦,
can discern what is right and what is wrong.
그래서 무엇이 옳고 그른가를 잘 알 수 있어야 됩니다.
做诚实无过的人并且结满了仁义的果子.
So we'll be an honest and blameless person and be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
그래서 뭐가 옳고 그런 것을 충분히 할 수 있는 그런 사람이 되어야 되겠습니다.
我们看回来创世纪的37章.
Let's look back at Genesis chapter 37.
창세기 37장.
Genesis chapter 37.
창세기 37장.
从第二节到第四节.
Let's look at verse 2 to verse 4.
2절에서 4절까지.
在这几节圣经里面,
in these verses,
이 圣经에는,
在描写这个神的选民, 这个选民的祖先雅各的家庭,
it describes the family of Jacob.
여기는 야곱의 그 가족에 대해서 설명하고 있습니다.
他们家庭当中的爱, 手足之间的恨,
describe the love and hate in their family.
여기는 야곱의 가족의 그 사랑과 미움을 잘 표현하고 있습니다.
爱很主观.
Love is very subjective.
爱는 사랑은 굉장히 주관적입니다.
以雅各爱约瑟来讲.
If we were to look at how Jacob loved Joseph.
야곱이 요셉을 사랑은
就是这么主观.
It's very subjective and it was not
굉장히 fair. 주관적입니다.
一个人欣赏一个人,
if you like a person,
그냥 좋아한 것은 그냥 좋아한 것입니다.
有时候是没有什么客观标准的了,
it is very hard to be objective.
그래서 그렇게 사랑하는 것을 우리가 이렇게 부인할 수가 없습니다.
有人看到一个女孩子这边长一颗痣,
once a person seeing there's this girl with a mole on her face.
어떤 그 혹이 어떤 여자 얼굴에 이렇게 있는데
有的男生会讲哦那个字哦在那个地方哦不好因为表示这个人哦这个女孩子哦有点这个三八三八哦
Some guys would say that this is not a good sign. This shows that this girl is not a very serious person.
어떤 여자가 그 얼굴에 점이 있는데 어떤 사람이 어떤 남자가 말하기를 아 여자가 거기 점이 있으면 조금 여기 좀 모자란 사람.
只是你的看法而已啊.
But this is your own opinion.
그렇게 어떤 사람이 아 그거는 당신 의견일 뿐이다.
另外的男生看到了.
But maybe some other guys.
다른 사람이 보면은.
痣长在那里也是美人痣呢.
Some would think that this is symbolized beauty.
아 점이 여기 있으면 그거는 미인이란 뜻 미인의 그 점이라고.
어, 比那个玛丽莲梦露那个伊丽莎白泰勒更迷人啊.
She's more beautiful than many movie stars.
말릴린 몬드보다도 더 이쁜 점이라고.
아, 所以情人眼里出西施啊.
So people will look more beautiful in the eyes of their loved ones.
그래서 누군가가 사랑을 하게 되면은 그 뭐 모든 게 아름답게 보입니다.
아, 아야, 人的 아야, 就是这么主观.
The love of our love is very subjective.
그래서 인간의 그 사랑은 굉장히 주관적입니다.
这个父母亲的 아야, 也不例外啦.
It's the same for the love of parents.
그래서 부모의 사랑도 마찬가지입니다.
但是往往啊，这种爱吼会造成遗憾.
But this kind of love will cause bad consequences.
그래서 이러한 사랑이 어떨 때는 굉장히 문제를 초래합니다.
虽然父母亲的 아이 是天下最伟大的爱.
Even though the love of parents are the greatest love in this world.
부모의 사랑은 이 세상에서 제일 큰 사랑입니다.
经过我们这样子，圣经这样子看一看讨论之后，我们再也不会觉得说父母亲的爱真的是绝对的那么伟大啦。
But after our discussion and study of the Bible, we will not think that the love of our parents are like absolutely great.
이렇게 성경을 보고 난 뒤에 부모의 사랑이 정말 제일 위대한 거라고는 아니다 하는 것을 알게 됐습니다.
当然，我们没有意思哈，要否定，贬低呀这个父母亲的爱的那个价值的哈。
Of course, I'm not trying to deny the love of parents.
그 부모의 사랑을 내가 그 가치를 전락시키려고 하는 것이 아닙니다.
我们只是要证明一件事情。
I'm only trying to prove one point.
그냥 내가 한 가지를 이야기해드리려고 합니다.
在这个天下人间，就算最伟大的父母亲的爱，也有它美中不足的地方。
In this world, even the greatest love, the love of our parents, are lacking in some ways.
그래서 그 부모의 사랑이 그 거대한 위대한 사랑이 거기에도 어떤 결핍점이 있다는 것입니다.
那么这种美中不足的爱。
And this kind of love,
이러한 사랑은
带来 伤害,
will bring harm,
带来 后悔,
and regret.
이러한 사랑은 해를 주고 후회를 주고.
所以当约瑟被出卖，雅各的心情一下子跌落谷底，他以为他已经死了。
So when Joseph was sold, Jacob became very sorrowful.
요셉이 팔렸을 때에 그 아버지 야곱이 굉장한 고통을 받았습니다.
就是这种爱啊造成的一个结果了哈.
This is the consequence of this kind of love.
이거는 그러한 사랑의 결과입니다.
那这种爱啊，这种美中不足的爱所造成的遗憾，不但发生在雅各那个时代选民的家庭。
This kind of love, lacking in some aspect, not only happened at the old times.
이러한 사랑의 결핍의 문제점이 발생한 것은 옛날 그 이러한 시대의 이야기뿐만이 아닙니다.
它也可能发生在我们今天这个时代.
It could have happened to our world.
지금 우리에게도 발생하고 있습니다.
也可能发生在我们的家庭.
It could have happened in our family.
우리 가정에 발생하고 있습니다.
那如果你碰到了
If you encounter this,
만약에 여러분이 이런 것을
만났다면,
then you will feel sorrowful.
여러분이 굉장히 고통스러울 겁니다.
你会觉得不快乐，很难过.
You'll be unhappy.
여러분이 굉장히 슬플 것입니다.
像当时的雅各一样.
Just like Jacob.
마치 야곱과 같을 것입니다.
不过呢，圣经呢，并没有把这么负面、这么悲观的这种事情啊，这个一直持续的描写记载下去哦。
But the Bible did not continue to record this negative aspect.
그래서 성경에는 뭐 그렇게 더 그 이상의 일어난 일은 자세히 설명하고 있지 않지만
성경忠实的记载了人这种不完全有缺点的有缺失美中不足的爱.
The Bible truthfully recorded this kind of love that is lacking in some aspect.
그렇지만 성경은 이 사랑의 그 결핍점을 잘 설명하고 있습니다.
同样的也记载了来弥补啊补足这种人的遗憾 人的不足的这种神的慈爱哈。
对 ，But the Bible also recorded God's love that makes up for the lacking of man.
아 그런데 성경은 하나님의 사랑이 이 인간의 그 결핍된 것을 그 커버하는 것을 기록하고 있습니다.
那关于这一点呢，就特别重要了。
And this is a very important point.
이것이 제 가장 중요한 점입니다.
我们来参考创世纪的五十章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 50.
창세기 50장.
请看十五节。
Verse 15.
십오절。
创世纪五十章的十五节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 15.
到二十一节哈。
To 21.
21절까지。
那这段圣经啊，因为时间的关系，我们不念不读哈，啊也不。一句一句讨论，但是你详细的把它读过之后啊。
Due to the limitation of time, we will not read these verses word by word. But if you do read them,
시간이없어서하나하나읽지는않겠습니다。
你可以把这些人物啊，他们的这个对话啊，在你脑海里面把它想象成一幅画。
You should picture their conversation in your head.
여기에그대화를여러분이그림으로한번머리에생각해보시십시오。
那这个画面当中。情人的饶恕、哦、这种宽宏大量的这种心胸
It's not just forgiveness and generosity and love of mankind
이거는 허물과 용서와 이런 것들 뿐만 아니라
更重要的隐含在这背后这个画面背后的那个神完全的爱、啊、
Most importantly behind this picture is the perfect love of God
가장중요한것은이그림뒤에숨어있는하나님의완전한사랑입니다
아才是真正促成这个画面啊主要的啊那个那个那个能力所在哈、哦、
This is the love of God is the force behind this picture behind the making of this picture
이그림뒤에는하나님의완전한사랑이숨어있습니다
아当时的约瑟
At that time, Joseph
그당시의요셉은
他听到了他的兄长对他讲的那番话之后
After he heard what his brother said to him
형님들이자기에게이야기한것을듣고난뒤에
约瑟哭了
Joseph wept
요셉이울었습니다
这不是十七节所记载的、哦、
This is recorded in verse 17
이거는17절에되어있습니다
约瑟的眼泪了、哦
because of the tears of Joseph,
이요셉의눈물때문에
他背后啊所代表的、所隐含的
，and the meaning behind his tears.
그눈물이그 이요셉의그배후의그거를고통을말해줍니다
是约瑟一生啊这个历尽沧桑的岁月啊，他的一个心声。
It's the feeling and the experience of Joseph.
이것은요셉의그지나온그경험들을이야기해줍니다
那另外也是对这些哥哥们以这个小人之心来度君子之腹的这种感慨
It's also his feeling towards his brothers
그형님에대한 이요셉의감정은
所以他的心情很复杂了
So his feelings were very complicated at that time
굉장히복잡합니다
但是在这个时候约瑟心里所充满的
But at this time Joseph's heart was filled
요셉의그가슴에그렇게느꼈습니다
除了对这些事情的感慨之外
aside from his feelings toward this issue
이런감정외에
如果把神的爱把它拿掉了把他心里面那个神的爱那个部分把它抽掉了
if in his heart we take away the love of God
만약에그하나님의사랑을그요셉의마음에서뺏어낸다면은
我们想想看结局会如何呢
let's think what would the consequence be
우리가한번생각해봐어떤일이일어나겠습니까
但是那个不好的结局啊并没有发生
but the bad ending did not happen
그러한결과가일어나지않고
因为约瑟讲
because Joseph said
요셉이말하기를
虽然你们的意思是要害我但神的意思原是好的
even though you intended to harm me but God intended it for good
여러분이나를나쁘게했지만은하나님께서나를인도해줬다
所以这句话道尽了约瑟对神的爱神的旨意的清楚的体认
these words express Joseph's love and his clearly understanding towards God
이것은요셉의말을잘속의말을잘표현해줬고하나님의사랑을잘표현한말입니다
他才能够用神那种完全的慈爱去包容去接纳去饶恕出卖他的哥哥们
So with the complete and perfect love of God Joseph was able to forgive and to accept his brothers
그 하나님의 사랑의 완전한 그 사랑이 요셉으로 하여금 그 형제들을 용서하게 됐습니다.
虽然这些哥哥们实在是不可爱。
Even though these brothers are not lovable,
형님들이 그렇게 좋지 않았지만,
但是约瑟爱他们。
But Joseph loved them.
요셉은 사랑했습니다.
因为约瑟的心中有神的爱。
Because in Joseph's heart, there is the love of God.
요셉의 마음에는 하나님의 사랑이
있었습니다.
If this was not so,
만약에 이렇지 않았으면,
그런 지원의 역사를 다시해라.
Then the history of blessings and gospels would be changed.
마 역사의 그 복음의 역사가 바뀌었을 것입니다.
Sorry, on the history of the Old Testament.
因此, 主耶稣很明确地告诉我们,
Therefore, Jesus tells us clearly.
예수님께서 분명히 말씀하시기를.
我们来参考马太福音.
Please turn to Matthew.
마태복음.
第五章.
5章.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5.
43节.
Verse 43.
43절.
到 48节.
To 48.
48절까지.
马太福音 5章的 43节 到 48节.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 43 to 48.
43절부터 48절까지.
这段圣经最主要是告诉我们.
These verses is to tell us.
이 기절의 가장 중요한 거는
要爱仇敌.
That we must love our enemy.
원수를 사랑하라는 것입니다.
爱那个不可爱的.
Love those who are not lovable.
용서할 수 없는 자를 용서하라는 것입니다.
像天父真神有这种完全无私的爱一样.
We should be like God with selfless love.
우리가 하나님같이 같이 이렇게 사랑을 해야 된다는 것입니다.
那我们撇开啊这个神的慈爱不讲.
Let's not talk about God's love right now.
우리가 지금 하나님을 사랑을 말하려고 하는 것이 아닙니다. 지금.
我们讲现实一点,
I'll talk about reality.
우리가 지금 실제를 이야기 한번 해보려고.
因为这个世上的事情啊，这个变化万千。
Because all things in this world changes very fast.
세상에 너무나 모든 것이 빨리 변하고 있습니다.
所以一个聪明稍微有远见的人啊，他也会为他的以后来设想。
So a smart person will think about his future.
그 현명한 사람은 자기의 미래를 생각하게 됩니다.
你现在所看不顺眼、所讨厌、所爱不下去的人呢？
The people you do not like right now, the people who you cannot love now.
可能,
지금 여러분이 사랑을 할 수 없는 사람 있습니다.
可能将来有一天呢，你要看他的脸色生存。
Maybe one day you have to rely on him for living.
Maybe 나중에 여러분이 그 사람에게 의존해서 살아야 될지도 모릅니다.
这个很难讲啊。
This is very hard to say.
이거는 굉장히 말하기 힘든 일이죠.
所以，先不要谈到信仰的层次了。
Therefore, first, we do not discuss about the spiritual level.
우리가 지금 처음에는 뭐 영적인 그 수준을 이야기를 하지 않습니다.
就光只是你为了你的今生，你将来打算，你也必要多留空间，多留余地啦。
Even if we only think about our future, we still have to save some room for ourselves.
그래서 미래를 위해서 뭔가를 해야 되겠습니다.
就像约瑟的哥哥们一样啊。
Just like Joseph's brothers,
요셉의 그 형님들과 같이.
他们如果老早能够料想得到,
if they can predict this,
만약에 그 형들이 이렇게 그 예비를 했더라면은,
将来有一天他们所生长的地方、所生存的地方会发生饥荒.
That one day their homeland will have a famine.
옛날 이와 같이 집도 없이 이렇게 떠나갈 줄 알았더라면은,
必须要去埃及啊找生存.
That they have to go to Egypt to make a living.
이집트로 가서 살아야 했었을 것입니다.
不单单到埃及找生存.
Not only they had to go to Egypt for a living.
이집트로 가야 했을 것입니다.
竟然会落在他们以前所恨、所出卖、所信赖的约瑟的手中.
And they will be in the hands of Joseph, who they had betrayed it and hated before.
어떻게 해서 그 동생의 요셉의 손에 만나리라고 생각했겠습니까?
所以想一想啊，人类居住的空间呢，就是被神限定好了。
So if we think about this, the living space of humans are restricted by God.
到目前为止，我们
사는 것은 하나님에서 이렇게 제한돼 있습니다.
到目前为止，都是在大气层里面呢。
Until now, we're all living under the atmosphere.
우리가 지금까지 우리가 역시 하나님의 그
都是在活在地球上面呢.
All on earth.
所以 지구상에 살고 있습니다.
转来转去总是会碰到的嘛.
And if you circle around, you always meet the same person.
那你为什么不敞开心胸呢？
Why don't you open your heart?
그래서 왜 마음을 문을 열지 못합니까?
因为渴了嘛. 我们今天所恨所讨厌的人呢、啊，将来呢对你有帮助。
Because maybe one day maybe the person we hate will be helpful.
지금 여러분이 미워하는 사람이 그 사람이 나중에 장래에는 여러분을 도와주는 사람으로 변할지 모릅니다.
所以不要从信念的角度来看，现实就是这个样子。
And if we do not discuss this from the religious aspect, the reality is like this too.
신앙적인 면에서 보기보다도 실제가 사실은 그렇습니다.
再加上主耶稣对我们的提醒。
And on top of that, plus the reminders of Jesus.
그 외에 우리가 예수님을 생각해봐야 됩니다.
我想我们要用神的爱去爱那个我们爱不下去的人呢，就比较办得到了。
Then it would be easier for us to love those we hate with the love of God.
그러면은 여러분이 사랑할 수 없는 사람을 아마 사랑하게 될지도 모릅니다.
所以在末世啊，主耶稣特别提醒我们。
Therefore, at the end of days, Jesus reminds us.
그래서 말세에 예수님께서 우리에게 이렇게 생각하게 합니다.
因为不法的事情增多了。
Because the world has gone bad.
不法的事情增加了，不法的事情。不法的
，OK， 불법적인 일이 계속 증가하고 있습니다.
人的爱心就自然会渐渐冷淡。
Then naturally, will be lacking in love.
그래서 인간은 그 사랑의 결핍이 더욱더 증가합니다.
爱厌乐不爱神。
We will love the luxury of the world and not love God.
우리가 세상을 사랑하지가 하나님을 사랑하지 않습니다.
有敬虔的外貌，没有敬虔的实意。
An appearance will be faithful to God, but in our heart we are not.
우리가 그래서 마음속으로 하나님을 이렇게 찾기가 힘들어집니다.
没有亲情，不会怜悯人，不解怨等等。
We do not have love, and we do not have mercy on others.
그래서 우리가 사랑도 없고 남을 불쌍히 여길 줄 모릅니다.
丧失了真正的爱了哦。
Then we'll lose the true meaning of love.
그래서 사랑의 진정한 뜻은
这个是这个时候的写照了哦。
This is a description of the world we live in now.
이것이 우리가 지금 살고 있는 세상을 잘 설명하고 있습니다.
所以当这个铁达尼号上演的时候啊。
So when the movie Titanic was on.
여러분이 그 타이타닉에 올랐을 때
就有人连看七八次。
Some people went to see it for like seven times.
많은 사람이 영화를 한 7번, 8번
每次看每次拿手帕擦眼泪。
But every time they brought a handkerchief to wipe their tears.
그 영화를 매번 보고 나올 때마다 그 눈물을 흘립니다.
那是为什么?
Why is that?
왜 그렇습니까?
因为太久没有感受到那种真情了哦。
Because for too long they did not experience real love.
왜냐하면 너무나 오랫동안 그런 진실한 사랑을 만나보지 못했기 때문에.
男主角 甘愿 牺牲 自己。
And the main character was willing to sacrifice himself.
그 주인공이 그 희생을 하려고 했기 때문에.
为了他所信赖的人，这个他牺牲了自己。
And he sacrificed himself for the woman he loved.
그 사랑하는 사람을 위해서 그 사람이 희생을 했기 때문에.
所以很多人呢，就被这种这个编出来的哈，那个演戏当中的那个剧情，这种表现出来的真爱所感动了。
So many people were very touched by the love portrayed in this fake plot.
그래서 그 영화에 나오는 그 사랑에 감동이 되었습니다.
所以这个爱的力量啊是很伟大的。
Therefore, the power of love is great.
그래서 사랑의 그 힘이란 것이 큰 것입니다.
那主耶稣爱我们呐。
Jesus loves us.
예수님께서 우리를 사랑합니다.
我们可爱吗?
Are we lovable?
坦白讲, 不可爱。
Tell the truth, we are not.
那主耶稣为我们牺牲呢?
But Jesus sacrificed for us.
예수님께서 우리를 위해서 희생하셨습니다.
我们没有感受到啊。
Did we not feel this?
우리는 그 희생에 뭐 감격을 하지 않습니다.
生活上啊，有没有用这种神爱我们的爱啊？
In our everyday life, do we express the same kind of love that God had on us to others?
우리가 일상생활에 그 사랑을 하나님께서 우리에게 표현한 사랑을 우리가 표현합니까?
加上我们的见识跟知识。
And plus our knowledge and our insight.
여러분 속으로 잘 생각을 하셔야 됩니다.
把它用诚实的行为把它实践出来。
And in truth, we carry out these actions of love.
우리가 그 또 표현을 잘 할 줄 알아야 됩니다.
这个在末世啊，都会当做啊神来审判我们的一些依据的哈。
And at the end of days, God will judge us based on these.
그 심판의 날에 하나님께서 이 사랑에 대해서 우리를 심판하실 것입니다.
那另外我们也应该很庆幸啊。
On the other hand, we should be glad.
우리가 또 한 면으로 우리가
我们不是约瑟。
That we are not Joseph.
우리가 요셉이 아닙니다.
也不可能是约瑟的哥哥。
And we're also not Joseph's brothers.
우리는 또한 요셉의 형님이 아닙니다.
我们更不会是雅各。
And we're not Jacob.
우리는 야곱이 아닙니다.
因为我们拥有主耶稣的爱。
Because we have the love of Lord Jesus.
우리는 예수님의 사랑이 우리가 있습니다.
是很完全的，没有后遗症的。
It's a complete and perfect love without bad consequence.
완전히후유증이없습니다。
并且主耶稣对我们的爱啊。
And also the love of God towards us.
하나님의사랑이우리에게있기때문에。
绝对胜过雅各对约瑟的爱。
It surpasses the love Jacob had on Joseph.
야곱이요셉을한사랑을초월합니다
并且这种爱呀、啊，具体显明在很多事情上面了、啊。
And also, this love is expressed to us on many matters.
이러한하나님의사랑이우리모든모든방면에표현을잘하고있습니다
啊，所以雅各只给给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So Jacob only made one.Colorful robe for Joseph.
야곱이요셉을위해서그사
我们的天父真神啊，给我们的才艺啊，我想我们每个人自己数一数，太多了。
And the colorful robe God gave us, we should count them, and you will find that you had many.
아그러나하나님께서우리에게내린사랑은여러너무나많습니다
求主耶稣让我们能够明白。
I ask God to make us understand.
하나님께서여러분이잘이해하기를바랍니다
我们一起来唱诗二十七首